things, but they're not changed. But now, nowadays, now in the gravel garden, I am taking out bays, areas where perhaps too many plants have taken over, and I think, well, that's a bit messy, or we've got a new group of plants that I would like to introduce.
Okay, what kind of plants? That's interesting.
Well, of course, plants that are, we're talking about the gravel garden, it will be drought-tolerant plants.
Okay.
I mean, like the salvias and euphorbias, alliums.
But you have all the time, the alliums and the euphorbia.
Yes, but I mean, sometimes, sometimes there have been too many alliums in an area.
You know, and they are spreading too
much. They're spreading too much, or... the sisters bushes have got elderly and need to be replaced. And then striking plants like the tall yellow verbascums which are out now, I need to keep an eye on those and make sure that they, sometimes I let them see themselves and they choose a place which I would not have thought of, or I say I want a vertical there. So it's really, it's gardening, but it's painting a picture.
Yeah.
It's